Masechet Shavuot, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Bet. Here we'll talk about where the Shavuot HaEdut was imposed on somebody by an individual who's not the one claiming the money, but somebody else is trying to make him swear, and how that plays out. Mishnah says, Shilach Beyad Avdo. If the person claiming the money did not himself put forward the Shavuot HaEdut to these witnesses, but he sent his servant instead to put it upon them, or she'amad lehen hanidba, or if the defendant, the one who is being sued, the one whose money is being claimed from him, that he owes somebody money, if he was trying to make a point, and he said to the witnesses, mashbiya ani alechem she'matem yodim lo edut she'tavo'u v'te'idu, that defendant in the case said, I'm making a swear on you. If you know testimony about the person who's claiming that I owe him money, you should come and testify in his behalf. And then the witnesses deny knowing any of the testimony in question. Hare elu pitudin. The witnesses are not obligated to bring a korban. Ad shishme'u mipia tovea. Because the witnesses would only become obligated to bring a korban if they hear directly from the person who's claiming money the request for testimony, and then the swear that he puts upon them, and then they answer amen. If it's coming from somebody else, if it's coming from the Eved, if it's coming from the defendant, if it's coming from anybody else, it's all meaningless, and they would not be obligated to bring a korban.